To the section that was more makushar to the Yimei Sfira, so now we'll get more into Lag BaOmer, Habalim LeTova. Okay, this is still Hakdama Dalet on page Ayin Vav. Uveyamim Halau Meir Hashem Elokim Hamora Almida Sadin. Obviously, this entire period, which we explained yesterday, is a zman of tremendous Midas Adin. So the name of Hashem of Midas Adin is the name Elokim. So the name Elokim is Shora over this entire Tekufa. Ki Elokim begamatria hateva. Because Elokim is gamatria hateva, the natural order of things, Midas Adin, a lack of clarity in HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world. Viteva mora aldin. And the natural order, nature, where a person can lose sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Midas Adin. Because Teva covers over HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha. Shebizman shemeyer Hashem Havaya ba'olam roin ayin ba'ayin chaste Hashem. That when the Shem Havaya is in the world, we're able to recognize Hashem and by extension his chesed. U'makirin b'chol tenua u'tenua hashkachas Hashem shuhaya hove v'yihiyah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clear in the world, we understand that he was, he is, and he always will be. Haya hova v'yihiyah, very beautifully, is gematria chesed. Haya hova v'yihiyah. Haya is 20, hova is 16, v'yihiyah is 36. So it's very nice. So he's saying, when it's miras elokim, so that's hateva, the natural order, it's a concealment of the presence of Hashem. When it's shem yudke vavke, which the name itself is made up of Haya, Hovaviyah, that's a person's ability to recognize the Chesed of Hashem, and that's why Haya, Hovaviyah is Gematria, Chesed. So that fits very nicely. So when Yud Kei Vav Kei is Sholit in the world, it's very clear to us that there is no Teva, there's no such thing as nature, natural, whatever Hashem wants, that's what it is. Achein kasher Sholit Hashem Elokim, so when Elohim is dominant in the world, Chesed is concealed. But he says we have to distinguish between the way that the name Elohim expresses itself during the first 32 days of the Omer, which he's calling the first half, or obviously not half, but the first part of the Omer, and the Tov, the last 17 days, from Lag BaOmer till the end, the final 17 days, which is a very different presentation of the Shem Elokim. Okay, just very quickly, he writes in Os Ches, in the right-hand column, Elokim B'gamatria HaTeva, V'atam ki b'zman she'ein or hamochin me'irin b'hamidos, at a time when the light of the mochin of the spheros cannot influence the midos, as I ain roin rach chitzonios kol davar v'davar. Meaning when there's a lack of connection, call it mochin and midos, call it higher and lower, call it yudkei and vavkei. When things are not connected, so we end up seeing things very superficially. V'alavushim shal kol davar ba'olam, shehema midvarim gashmiyam, we start to see the world, again, for its physical manifestation. So we say the world is teva, the world is natural. Right? You can believe that there is no God because Hashem is so well hidden. So what happens when a Jew doesn't respect another Jew? There's only one explanation. You're seeing the person superficially. Because if you could see beneath the surface, you would recognize ki chelak Hashem amo. You'd see this Jew is a divine spark as much as you are, regardless of his behavior, regardless of his Torah knowledge. So it must be that, again, during this Tkufa, which is a time of Teva, which is a time of Elokim, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva only saw each other superficially. Ki kesheroin hapnimius, because when you see the inner dimension of a person, azay makirin ubeivinin omek kedushas nishmas Yisrael, you recognize very readily, very obviously, the divine spark within. You recognize that Hashem and the Torah and the Jewish people are one. And you come to the realization that I am mamish one with my fellow Jew, mamish not only on the level of neshama, but even on the level of guf. We have to see ourselves as ki'ilu, we're one guf. Okay, so during a time of superficiality, of teva, it became a tragic reality that Talmid Rabbi Akiva saw each other superficially. But again, that's the first part of the Omer. The second part are the 17 days from Lag BaOmer till the end. Okay, so let's understand now what happens to the name Elokim during the second half of Sfira. Again, the second half we're calling from Lag BaOmer and onward. Okay, two lines from the bottom. In the middle of the page, "V'chatzi harishon shel svira meira Hashem Elokim ba'atzma ha'mora al tokav din." The first half of svira, the name Elokim expresses itself, and again that alludes to strong midas adin. "U'v'chatzi hasheni meirim ha'osios ha'mukdamim la'Hashem Elokim sheheim osios aleph and chaf and dalid and tes and mem." That's what we call the letters before Elokim. What letter comes before Aleph? There is no letter before Aleph, so Aleph remains an Aleph. What letter comes before Lamed? Chaf. What letter comes before Hey? Dalet. Before Yud? Tes. And before Mem Sofit is regular Mem. So when it's all said and done, when we change the name Elokim, right, by sweetening, and I'll explain what that means in a second, sweetening the name Elokim, so really the three middle letters change, and the Aleph and the Mem remain the same. That name, Aleph, Chaf, Dalet, Tes, Mem, has a lot to do with Lag BaOmer, as we'll see. Okay, but the first thing we should see is the general rule. Okay, so let's go to the top of the next page, the Ein Zayin. Okay, and let's keep reading. So when we change over the name Elokim to this name of the letters before the name Elokim, Hamora Alham Tokas Hadin Barachimim. This is the softening, the sweetening of the Midas Hadin. Vakavana Shamakirin Sha'od Kodmadin Yesh Gavoa Me'al Gavoa. It's the recognition that there's always something that comes before Din. There's something that's higher than Din. There's something above the Din. And that thing that's above Din is always going to be from a place of Chesed or Rachimim. Ilas Kol Ha'ilos, the cause of all causes. V'sibas kol hasibos, hamanig va'osa es ateva kiritzono. So going before Elokim, the letters before Elokim, he's recognizing that there's something above. And from that higher perspective, it's easier to see that what looks like midas adin is in fact really chesed. There's a chesed that's contained within. Lag BaOmer helps us to realize that there's a chesed within the din. And chesed shebegvura of sorts. Obviously, that's the day of Lag BaOmer, not chesed shebegvura, but there's a chesed within the gvura. The truth is, we mentioned in the past that the name Elokim itself, just the middle three letters of Elokim, before they change over, the Lamed, Hay, and Yud is Gematria 45, which is one of the expanded names of Yudke Vavke, the Shema. So the Svarim bring that already hinted to, that's from the Avodas Panim. Avodas Panim says, already before the name changes, the middle three letters allude to an expansion of Chesed. Lamed plus Hey plus Yud is 45. It's an expanded name of Hashem. Okay, but let's understand how moving letters forwards or backwards changes a name. And in what way does it change it? So look at Os Yud. Hischalfus bo'osios hakodmos. Yadua misfarim hakadoshim dehashem havaya kepshuto mora al Chesed hagamor. The name Yod Kei Vav Kei is the name of absolute chesed. Uvahachlifo laosios kodmim o meucharim nismata hachesed kefiya inyan. And if you move the letters of chesed either forwards or backwards, you move the letters of Hashem's name Yod Kei Vav Kei forwards or backwards, so that makes things worse. You're moving away from the chesed gamor. So take for example, when do we do that? Take for example during the Bein HaMitzarim, during the 3 weeks. Right? The shame of Hashem for that time period are the letters before Yud Kei Vav Kei. What are the letters before Yud Kei Vav Kei? Before a Yud is a what? Is a Tes. Before a Hey is a Dalid. Before a Vav is a Hey. And before a Hey is a Dalid. So what does that add up to? You have Tes Dalid, right? Tes Dalid and then Hey Dalid. Okay, so those are the 22 days. What 22 days? Well, what's Tes plus Dalet? 13. So 13 are the 13 days from when to when? From Shiva Asar B'Tammuz until the end of Tammuz. Right? And then Hey Dalet, what's Hey Dalet? That's nine. Those are the 9 days from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av. So that's, right? So the letters, when you move away from Yod Kei Vav Kei, you're moving towards Midas HaDin. The same thing is true. What we're doing here now, we're starting with the name of Din, Elokim, and the more we move away from it, we're making it better. So in this case, he says, Ahepech B'Shem Elokim. The opposite is true by the name Elokim. Kipshuta, when it's regular, Humora Al HaDin HaGamor. Regular Shem Elokim is Midas HaDin. But when you move it forwards or backwards, as I nasa b'chilof hadin, you're exchanging the din, v'hamtaka kefi b'chinas hachilof, and you're sweetening it according to that change. This is a quote from the Be'er Mayim Chaim in his introduction in the name of the Arizal. Okay? Now, let's say one other very important point about teva, and why teva can be, right? Ha-teva, which is gematria elokim. Even within Teva, if I look deeply, I recognize that it's Hashem. So what is the challenge of Teva? Because Teva is also a miracle. The sun in the sky right now, it's Teva, it's natural, it's the way it always is. It's a complete miracle. It's a miracle that the Chazon Ish wrote in a letter, it's a miracle that Hashem does often, so we're used to it. And the Meshech Chachma said a similar thing as we're about to see. So he quotes in Os Yud Aleph, Hanhagas HaTeva Hinisim Ritzufim. Hanhagas HaTeva, leading the world in its natural way, just means what? Miracles that are Ritzufim. What does Ritzufim mean? Constant. Continuous. The fact that there are certain things, there are miracles that happen, you know, outside of what we would consider the natural order. Kriyas Yamsuf. Then there's the natural miracles that take place all the time. The fact that your eyes can see and that your heart is beating and that the sun is shining in the sky. Yes?
But if we go by that logic, what is not a miracle?
Nothing. That's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. Everything is a miracle. Al nisecha shebechol yom imanu erev vavoker v'tzarayim. It's all day long. It's kulo nisim. Mamish all day long. But again, there's nisim that are revealed and nisim that are concealed. And our goal is to, and part of the reason, the Ramban writes in Parshas Bo, Ramban says the reason that Hashem does open miracles is to help us to appreciate the hidden miracles. Right? But we have to stop, and like the Medrash says, "Akol neshama tahal, right? Akol neshima uneshima tahalka, kol haneshama tahalka haluka," like it says in Tehillim. So the Medrash says, "Akol neshima uneshima," Medrash in Bereishis Rabba. For every breath you take, if that works, that's a huge miracle, taking a breath of air. So haluka, praise the Lord. It's a big miracle. Okay. But again, there's miracles that we don't recognize because we call them hateva, the natural order. So says the Meshech Chachma, Kedai lahavi dvarim yisodiim be'emuna misefer Meshech Chachma parshas b'chukosai. Shemavar dahan haga nisis eina tachlitit shashem bara ha'olam shitisnahayi ba'ofen hateva. That the purpose, that the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does miracles, right, there's a danger, that's not really the tachlis. The tachlis is not that Hashem should have to do open miracles. As Rav Shechter always says from Rav Salavechik, that Hashem is called a kel mistater, a god of concealment. Hashem does not like doing miracles. Hashem is humble, he doesn't like showing off. Okay, so Hashem would rather run the world in a more natural way. Asher hi bas elokim, shemidasa yechola lios ba'ofen bracha nifritza va'osher meruba ad blidai. Rak ba'ofen shem yakir ha'adam ki hi einana rak hashkacha pratis al kol prat va'teva hu rak nisim ritzufim asher misiragal ein harava. Teva is just miracles that you see all the time that your eyes get used to and you fail to appreciate. Right? And you don't recognize the shkacha pratis, that in the pratim there's hashkacha as well. V'kashar yedech adam b'darach Hashem b'mishur gam ba'ofen tivi yuchal lizbarech. Halavai, says the Meshech Chachma, we should be able to go through a regular day and say this day was filled with miracles. Because it was. V'zenis baruch Yisrael and b'chukos ha'teleicho. So that's, where is this? What is this? B'chukos shemayim v'aretz yelchu b'mishur. If you go in my ways, Hashem says, if you're the proper type of Jew, then the world can run naturally. And I know, Hashem's like winks at us, you know, a little wink like, you know what I'm doing. I don't have to make it more obvious. Because you're paying attention. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows the world to run b'derech hateva. Lefim asher sidro asam hachachma elokis. The way that Hashem infused his godly game plan into a apparently what appears to be a natural order. Mechuvanus umugbalas bedarchei haTorah vaMitzvah. Ulaman shelo yita adam viyishkach borei mesader umashkiach miateva. But in order to ensure that we don't get lost in the Teva and see it as independent from the Creator, therefore we have Nisim. But that's not what Hashem wants. He doesn't want to do Nisim. The more you can get it without Hashem showing off, the more you can appreciate without Hashem stepping out of Teva, the better. Aval einam tachlitim. That's not the tachlis. The purpose of the miracles is just to wake us up and to recognize Hashem within Teva. And therefore, says the Meshechach, but now we understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, a person who says, Halal Hagadol B'chol Yom, it's not good. Ha'omer Halal Hagadol B'chol Yom, Shemora Sheroi Lahodos Rak Al Al hanach ahinach paulos shal derech neis. If you say halal hagadol every day, if you want to recognize the biggest miracles in history, Hashem says that's not good. Why? I want to thank you every day. Yeah, but you're only thanking me for the big things. There's a level of kfir on that, right? It's not proper to thank Hashem just for the big things. Aval mifalos ateva yitzrichim lahayotzer acharei shabar and hareza mecharif megadif. But a person who says, I only recognize the big things, the Gemara says about such a person, he's mecharif umegadif, he's a heretic. For saying thank you? Yeah, because you're only saying thank you for the big things. So what do we say every day? Aval kol ha'omer tehillah l'David b'chol yom. But if you say ashrei every day, which acknowledges what? The more plain miracles, shezeh medaber al mif'alos sidur hativi asher b'chol yom, muftach shehu ben olam haba. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, Daf Dalet, anyone who says Ashrei three times a day is zoche to what? He's going to be a Ben Olam Haba. Because you're training yourself to recognize Hashem in the smaller details of reality. Okay, so that's a little bit of a glimpse into the world of and the danger of Teva. Okay, good. So now what happens in Lag BaOmer? How does the name Elohim exchange itself for the letters before Elohim on Lag BaOmer? What does it mean? How does it work? So he says in the middle of the page, V'zeh ha'amtoko b'hizgalus shem aleph chaf dalid tes mem. Nasadaika b'vo yom lag la'omer. This takes place on the 33rd day of the Omer. Why? Kevan sha'ashem, this name, aleph chaf dalid tes mem, nischalik l'shnayim. This name can be divided in two. In what way? Osios aleph mem. The first letter and the last letter of Elokim, the Aleph and the Mem, Oz Rishon V'Achron, Shoshem Elokim, She'enam Mischalfos, V'Nish'arim Dinim. The Aleph and Mem of Elokim are not willing to change. In other words, they maintain a certain Midas Adin. There's a certain Midas Adin quality that they maintain. However, the middle three letters, Osios Ha'emtzais, Lamed, He, and Yud, are exchanged for Chaf, Dalet, and Tes. So the middle three letters of Elokim, when they move, because they can move, become 33. So therefore, on Lag BaOmer, when there are 17 days left till Kabbalah Satara, 17 is Gematria Tov. We'll come back to that in a few minutes. So on that day, there's a softening of the name Elokim. Okay, let's read one more note on the side, Osiyot Beis. Osios Aleph Mem Einam Mischalfos. The letter Aleph and Mem are not changed over. V'atam Shabbi, we already know the answer, but let's see the source, you know, where this is found. So the Ber Mayim Chaim, again in this Hakdama, quotes the Arizal and explains it very clearly. The reason they're not able to change, because of Gam Kim Ver Mayim Chaim, those Aleph Ein Mischalif Lekodemis. The Os Aleph has nowhere to go prior. It's the first letter. There's nothing before Aleph. Ke'ein mi sheyachtim elav v'nishav mekomo. It can't move forward. It can't move back. It can't. You know, there's nothing before it, so it remains in its place. V'gam os mem stuma harehi mischalefes bipsucha. And the closed mem, the mem sofi, is exchanged for a regular mem. So the mem remains a mem. Hakodem aseleh. Ach ba'asher shetavo b'sof hateva tishafich shuv l'stuma. So really the mem becomes a regular mem, but since it's at the end of the word, it comes back to being a mem sofi. So the aleph and the mem, there's nowhere for them to go, they stay the same. Harinish eres gam came in a coma. But the three middle letters, lamed, hey, and yud, each one can be brought back, can move kodem. U'mischalfim l'osios ha-kodmim, which is chaf, dalet, and tes. V'nasim in shem elokim. So therefore, the new name of elokim is what? Aleph, chaf, dalet, tes, mem. Okay, what's the gematria of the whole name? The middle three letters is 33. The whole name is 74. This name is referred to in the Svarim HaKadoshim as the Shem Bitachon, the name of Bitachon. Bitachon is Gematria 75. So this name with the Kolel is Gematria Bitachon. Says in Parshas Noach, Ach Yisrael in this Parshas Noach, it says what? V'tishaches ha'aretz lifnei ha'elokim. It's a code. Whenever you see lifnei ha'elokim, you have to think lifnei ha'elokim means the letters before Elokim. So he talks about it. He talks about it over there. Okay, so this is the name of Bitachon. The name of Bitachon, we'll see if he has to say anything about that. Here he connects it to another pasuk. He says this name, again, in its entirety, is Gematria 74. And it's hinted to in the pasuk, Vishavta ad Hashem Elokecha. You should return ad Hashem Elokecha. Maybe you could say it like this. Vishavta ad Hashem Elokecha. So, again, what's v'shavt? V'shavt means to return. So we're taking the name Elokim, we're trying to soften it, right? So when we change over the letters, Elokim, to the letters before it, it's gematria ad. Okay? It's ad, Hashem, Elokecha. So we're taking Elokim, we're trying to turn it into Shem Hashem. We're trying to make it more like Yudke Vavke. Yeah? What's the gematria of Elokecha? Fits very nicely. V'shavt, to ad, turn through ad, 66, right? What's 66? Haya hova iya. Right? Before we said 72 is haya hova viya. So v'shavta, right? Through this process, we take the Shem Elokim, we bring it back till it becomes ad, and then Hashem, now it's more softened, it's yud kei vav kei like, it's like the name of Chesed, and Elokecha, and the name yud kei vav kei itself is haya hova viya. You like it, Val? Well, good, I'm happy. I made you smile. Okay? Good. And the middle three letters that change are Gematria Lag, for Lag Bomer. Okay, good. Let's turn the page. V'ine tachlis hatoiv v'harachamim hu al yedei kabbalas ha-Torah. When we get to the last section of the Sefirah, we'll see in a moment that the Chassam Sofer says, let's take a look actually, wait a moment, see it right now. Look at Os Yodalit for a second. In the left-hand column, Chelak Hashlishi Shal Yemei HaSfira, Yeduam Divrei Maran Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer writes in Drashos, in his Drasha Talag Va'omer, Shekosa Va'amarti, Yemei HaSfira Shehem Achana LeKabbalas HaTorah Megia LeChol Chelak Yud Vav Yamin. Right, how do you divide up the days of Sfira? So really it's 16 days per section. Obviously it's not going to work out exactly, so it's 16, 16, and 17. 16 days, and 17 days, right? In other words, 32 days, and then 17 days. Chassam Sofer has a very interesting mahalach. He says that the 16 days, Yud Vav Harishonim, are 16 days for Gemilas Chasadim. The next 16 days are days of Avoda, And the last 17 days, Begamatria, Tov, are what? Are days of Torah. Why? Because from Lag BaOmer until Shavuos, we're really being Mechen for Torah. And that's why it's 17 days, Gematria Tov. Because the Gemara says in Brachos, and Daf Hayam Ad Aleph, Ein Tov, Ela Torah. So these 17 days are really the Hachana for Torah. Again, this Chassam Sofer is very interesting to think about. How the first 16 days are Chesed, the next 16 days are Avoda, and the last 17 days are Torah. He then quotes the Maor V'Shemesh in this week's Parsha, Parsha Zemor, the Iker Tikkun Hamidos Hu Ad Lag BaOmer. The Tikkun Hamidos aspect of Sfira is really the first 32 days, but from Lag BaOmer forward, it's not so much about fixing ourselves out of Mitzrayim, but really what? More forward thinking towards Shavuos. Mikan ve'elach maschil his noitzes or chayak haShavuos. From Lag BaOmer forward, we're making hachanas for Shavuos itself. Okay? Good. Let's go back to the middle again. So again, v'hinei tachlis hatov v'harachamim hu al yedei kabbalas haTorah ve'ein tov el haTorah. That's a Gemara again in Brachos, Daf Hayam Ad Aleph. Lachein bevo yom lag ba'omer, kishemaschilim tov yamim ha'achronim yimei ha'sfira. When we get to these last tov days, 17 days of Sfira, misgalim esnoitzeis or hatov shal haTorah. The tov of Torah begins to express itself. Okay, now let's see something really, really nice. A beautiful, beautiful remez, an idea from the Kuznetzer Magid in the name of the Magid of Mezrich. Okay, in Os Yud Gimel. There's two lines on the previous page. You just have to turn back for two lines. Hishtokis l'yom lag v'omer. U'mishum shetchilas yemei hasvira hema. Top of page Ayin Ches. Yemei din kasha. Since the beginning of svira is again, like we've been learning, Elokim, Midas Adin, Teva. Hare anu mishtokikim v'tzapim kol hayamim. So we're very eager throughout these days. Again, the question of why don't we make a Shechayana when we start Sfira Somer? Because we just want to get past the Midas Adin. We want to get to the Chesed. Masai Yegiu Hayom Hagadol. When do we get to the big day of Lag BaOmer, which will at least begin the softening of the Midas Adin? Sheyufsak Adin v'yizgalu harachmim, where the Din will be removed and Rachmim will present itself, reveal itself. As it says in Kuznetzer Magid, Avodas Yisrael and the Likutim, Mamash, a beautiful Vart, in the name of Rav Doiv Ber of Mezrich, Zecher Tzadik L'Vracha, B'Perish HaPasuk. It says in Tehillim Mem Beis, Tzama Nafshi Le'Lokim, Lekel Chai, Masai Avo Ve'Era'eh Pnei Elokim. You got it? Hopefully you got most of it. What does it mean? Tzama Nafshi Le'Lokim, right? My nefesh is longing for Elokim, Lekel Chai, for the living God. David Melech, it's a beautiful poetic expression. Masai avo ve'ireh p'nei Elokim. When will I see the face of Hashem? That's what it means. It's an expression of longing for kirvas elokus. I want to be close to God. Okay. But explains the Magid of Mezrich, ki kol yemei asfira anu miyachlim liyom lag ba'omer shebo harachimim gover mal pi shem alif chav dalet hasmem shenizgalabo. We're so eager, we can't wait to get to Lag BaOmer because we so badly want to what? To remove Elokim and turn it into this transformed name of Elokim. Elokim. So another way to say the letters before Elokim, another way to refer to that is what? Pnei Elokim, the face of Elokim. The letters that precede Elokim, the letters that come before it, can be called what? The face, the Pnei Elokim. Shebechol midas adin tzarach liyos bo panim shel rachamim upnimiyas shebo. So now, let's read the Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say? Tzoma nafshi le'elokim. My soul is longing for Elokim. What about Elokim? Which aspect of Elokim? Says David HaMelech, Lekel Chai. What's the gematria of Kel Chai? 49. Kel Chai, he says, is gematria 49, which is the 49 days of the Omer. So I understand that this whole process is really Elokim, right? And I understand Kel Chai, it's 49 days, through which there's really Amidas Adin for the entire period. However, Tzama Nafshi, but my soul is longing for what? Masai Avo Ve'ira'eh Pnei Elokim. Masai Avo Ve'ira'eh Pnei Elokim. When will what? When will the Pnei Elokim reveal itself? What's Pnei Elokim? The letters before Elokim. Hapanim Shalom, Shehu Shem HaNizkael, the name that we just learned about, the name of Lag BaOmer. which is further hinted to in the Rashi Tevos of the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Ki tovim dodecha miyayin. Chaf, tes, dalet, mem. Ki tovim dodecha miyayin. Shenizgal ha-tov ha-ganuz. Right? We want to bring out the tov of those last 17 days of the Omer. Ulefi dvarav gam ha-kapitol moira al yemei ha-svira. Shu kapitol mem beis. Right? It's also not by chance that it happens to be that we're with Hillim did David Amas in chapter 2, letter name of Hashem, as alluded to in Anabakalach, which of course we say Anabakalach as part of our nightly count of Sphira.
42 words.
Anabakalach, 42 words. Right. That's what he said. The 42 words of Anabakalach. I just want to see, for one second, how is Avo spelled in the actual Pasuk? Masai Avo ve'ira'e p'nei Elokim. It's spelled with a Vav. Okay. He wrote it here once with a Vav, once without a Vav. That's why I thought of it. He says, Sama Nafshi, right? Masai Avo. He spelled it Aleph Bez Aleph, which is Abba. Because Rabbi Abba was the one who actually recorded all of Torah Rashbi. Rabbi Abba was the student of Rishon Berchai who wrote everything down. So that would fit nicely together. Masai Avo. Right? When will Rabbi Abba come and write down the Torah of Rishon Berchai? On the day which is Keneged Pnei Elokim. But okay, in the Pasuk it's spelled with the Vav. Okay, so there's an amazing longing that we have to, again, to get to this day. Let's keep reading in the footnote. Hishtokikus l'chag ha-shvuas. Yeah? So everyone see where we are? The bottom right hand. Uver Amasayim Tzofim, in the Sefer Amasayim Tzofim, which is a fascinating Sefer. It's a perish on Tana de Be'elio, on the Medrash Tana de Be'elio. And it quotes from a lot of tzaddikim, befrat the Polish tzaddikim, Kedushei Arim, and Rabbi Rabunim. It's a very, very fascinating sefer, written on the Medrash. Ideas from different tzaddikim on the Medrash. So it says in Tana Debe Elio Rabba and Perek Vav, in the Ramasayim Sofim, again the name of that commentary on the Tana Debe Elio, Moisif Levar Gam Sefer Dekra, Bahai Shtokikos Lachag HaShvus. So in the Ramasayim Sofim, it says, in the name of Rabunim, Simcha Bunim Prashischa, maybe we can explain a little further in that parak of Tehillim. What happens next? Some benafshi lelokim lakel chai masayavo ve'ira'a p'nei elokim. Right, so we explained the first part of the pasuk, very nice. But then what happens next? Two psukim later. Eila ezkara ve'eshpacha alay nafshi ke'avor basach edadeim ad beis elokim. David HaMelech is also, he's longing, he's reminiscing, he's dreaming of coming to Beis HaMikdash. I want to be able, ki avur basach, I want to travel with the throngs of people to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? I want to be a part of that, I want to be a part of that that awesome gathering. Right? Eila ezkra v'eshbacha alay nafshi. When I think of this, I pour out my soul, how I walked with the crowds moving towards the Beis HaMikdash. End of the pasuk is b'kol rina v'soda ham'un chogeg, screaming out, shouting, you know, cheering for Hashem. David HaMelech is dreaming of that. So it says the Rebbe Rabunim, Shemati Rabbeinu HaRebbe Rabunim, Zechus Yegin Aleinu, Shezek Koyal Shavuos. That next part of the Pasuk actually alludes to Shavuos. Why? Because what does it say? It says what? It says Edadeim. He says, Edadeim is Gematria 49, which is the number of the 7 weeks of Sira, 49 days. Kamosha Isha Safara Zayin Nekiyim, V'hi Mishtokis Sheyachla Hazman Shetitaher. Just like a woman counting her 7 clean days is looking forward to what? Being permitted to her husband again. Kamo Kein Anachnu Knesset Yisrael. So too, we spend these days, right, these 49 days, trying to bring ourselves back to Hashem. So again, he says the next pasuk, this pasuk of David Melech's longing for Edadeim, Gematria 49, is also this longing and hoping to get to Shavuos. Okay? Look at the very bottom of the page, the bottom section, if it's not cut off. Is it cut off?
Yeah.
It's cut off? Okay, so I'll just share it with you. It's a great little maisa. In the Levi Aschein section at the bottom, he says, "Hashlish ha'achron osa Hakadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzma." The last third, Hakadosh Baruch Hu makes it himself. He Hashem does it. What does that mean? Pamachas b'yom Lag Ba'Omer. One time in Lag Ba'Omer, the Sar Shalom of Bells, the first Bells of Rebbe, right, came to these two tzaddikim came to the Sar Shalom of Bells. Who are the two tzaddikim who came? The Devei Chaim of Sons, and Rav Shalom Mikaminka, Rav Shalom Kaminka. So Rishalm Kamenka and Chaim Sanzer came to the Sar Shalom of Bells. Uveso Chasuda, and in the middle of the meal, the Bells Rebbe got up and he said, I want to say a Dvar Torah, L'chavid the day. What did he say? He says, the Gemara in Bava Kama says in Daf Tes that Hidur Mitzvah Ad Shlish. Hidur Mitzvah Ad Shlish. Right? The person should be prepared to pay up to an additional third to enhance a mitzvah. And he said, you know, and we know, that Hashem is Makayim His own mitzvahs. Hashem keeps the Torah. Yadua Hashem Yisbach Makayim Kol HaMitzvahs. So he said, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do Hidur Mitzvah? When does Hashem do Hidur Mitzvah? Yerushalmi says in Rosh Hashanah that Hashem does mitzvahs. So how does Hashem do Hidur Mitzvah? Yadua Masha'amur Chazal Yushin Yitzro Shal Adam Mizgaber Olav B'chol Yom. The Yitzhara gets stronger every day. And if Hashem wouldn't help us, we wouldn't be able to be victorious. Therefore, if a person begins to be Makadesh and Matar himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him to finish the job. So therefore what? We do the first two parts of Sfira, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the last third. Hidur Mitzvah Ad Shlish. Our job is to try to prepare ourselves leading up to Lag BaOmer, and then the Belzer Rebbe said that final third of the Omer is the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. So that's also part of the Hamtakas Hadinim, right? It's very comforting to know that, you know, we did our part. Now Hashem is going to take over and make sure that we get to Shuas in a good way. Ein tov ela tov. Hashem will make sure that everything is good, everything is tov. Okay? All right, let's keep reading in the middle of the Sefer. On page Ayin Tes, Lachen. Yeah? Page Ayin Tes, Lachen. Lachen, b'haschalas ha-Torah, mi-tevas, bereshis, ad tevas tov. So therefore, isn't it fascinating that from the first letter and word of the Torah, Bereshis Bara Elokim, until you get to the word Tov, on the Pasuk, Vayar Elokim Esor Ki Tov. Vayar is the 28th word of the Torah, Elokim is 29, S is 30, Ha'or is 31, Ki is 32, Tov is the 33rd word of the Torah. Tov is the 33rd word of the Torah. There's Lamed Beis Tevos, Va'Teva Halamed Gimel Shemit Torah, and the 33rd word of the Torah is what? Is Tov. Romez Liyom Lag Ba'omer Miskal Lehed Yahaor Ki Tov. It's a revelation of that original light. Tov. V'lachein hu Yom Simcha. Achein B'chol Halev Yamim. 32 days until Lag Ba'omer, the kindness of Hashem is still concealed. The Dayan HaRachmin Mechusim. V'haor HaTov hu Beginiza. But on Lag Ba'omer, the light of Rashbi and the light of the inner light of Torah begins to shine outwards. Okay, two very nice things. Look at Tesvav on the right-hand side. B'lag v'omer haschalas or kabbalas haTorah. K'mavur b'svar makadoshim. Da'or shal yisiyas mitzrayim he'ira ad lag v'omer. Again, you have to look at the first part of Sfira, right, as leaving Mitzrayim, and the second part as moving towards kabbalas haTorah. That's sort of the way to divide it up in your head. So again, the or shal yisiyas mitzrayim was shining until lag v'omer. Umilag ba'omer maschil ha'ara shall maimit har Sinai. For from Lag ba'omer already we're drawing on the future light of Kabbalah Satorah. Now, he quotes the Kedushas Levi. I'm going to let you in on a big secret here. There's a lot to talk about here, but you should at least know one amazing hint of this idea. And that is, Shaha'ara shall Yetzias Mitzrayim hayachana l'matan Torah. That the light of Yetzias Mitzrayim prepared us for Matan Torah. V'hanisim v'hanaflos hayekadeshin is ava l'matan Torah al yedei hanisim. Right, and by getting a taste of the light of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it gave us a longing, a histokikus for Kabbalah Satorah. Now look at this pasuk that he quotes; it's unbelievable. V'zeu vayikra lo Yaakov Gal Eid. One of these like plain psukim in Torah that if you know what secrets are going on here, it's explosive. When Yaakov is running away from Beis Lavan, and they make a treaty in the middle of the night. And Lavan calls it Yigar Sahadusa, which is Aramaic for Yigar, the mountain of Sahadusa, of testimony. Yaakov referred to that same mountain by its Hebrew name, which is what? Gal, the mount of aid, that will serve as a witness to the treaty that we made in this place. What is Gal aid? Gal aid, right? We said that the full name of Elohim, when it's changed over, Aleph, Chaf, Dalet, Tesmem, is Gematria aid. 74. And the middle letters that actually change, the Lamed HaYud, is Gematria 33. Klomar, Kevan Shemigia Gal, Shumarumez Alag Ba'omer, when Yaakov Avinu got to that point, Oz Maschilin Laheir Bechina Sa'ara Kabbalah Satorah, Umilas Aid, he says, is Milashon Adi Adayim, which means jewelry, an ornament, something beautiful. Again, the Kiddush Levi is going in a very different mahalach with this, but just to know that there's such a pasuk in Chumash, Gal, Aid, that hints exactly to the name of Hashem for Lag Bomer, is very significant. Why Dafka, in the context of Yaakov parting ways with Lavan, do we learn that this hint to Lag Bomer? Okay, so Pinchas Friedman a couple of years ago, Tafshanayin Zion, had a mimer about this. How this is the moment where Yaakov says, Lavan and I, we can't be together. And that was very much the avoda of Rabbi Akiva and Rishon Bar Yochai to distinguish in a proud way Jews from Gentiles. To realize that Klal Yisrael is not going to be, you know, that's how Rabbi Shimon got himself in trouble, by speaking negatively against the Romans and accusing them of not being, you know, the good things they did for the Jews were not with the intentions of helping the Jews. Halacha, Esav Sonei Es Yaakov. So Rav Pinchas Friedman had a mimer a couple of years ago, a very nice mimer, about how Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon reflect that, and that's why the hint is here, where Yaakov and Lavan are parting ways. Lavan also, as I told you, Lavan has a lot to do in a secret way, a lot to do with Lag Ba'Omer. Okay, and then he just says, at the end of the paragraph, he quotes from a Sefer, Hanosi Imre Shefer, on Shavuos, which says also very nicely that when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, what does the Pasuk say? Vatera oso ki tovhu. Right? It was seen that Moshe was Tov, Moshe was called Tov. According to the Gemara in Sota, one of Moshe's names may have been Tov. He's called Tuvia, that was a different name. He's also called Tov. Ein Tov el Torah. So it makes sense that Moshe Rabbeinu, the one who teaches Torah, was himself described as Tov. Okay, and of course, Moshe is Gematria Lag Ba'Omer. Right? How much is Gematria Moshe?
345.
And Lag Ba'Omer. Lag is 33. Ba'Omer, spelled without the vav, right? Ba'Omer is how much? 412. So 345. So Lag Ba'Omer is Gematria. Right? And we know that there's many connections between Moshe and Rabbi Shimon. Okay? All right, we got 5 minutes left. Let's finish up. Back to the middle. Yuvan kishigia yom Lag Ba'Omer v'nasam taka. So now we understand why was it that Lag Ba'Omer brought an end to the death of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Again, we explained earlier that if you see someone superficially, you're not going to show them kavod. But if you see them deeply, like I told you yesterday, kavod, David HaMelech uses the word kavod as a code word for neshama. Right? Wake up my kavod means wake up my soul. So kavod means a realization that every Jew has an inner dimension. So on Lag Ba'Omer, when we finish the 32 days, Gematria kavod, when we finish those days, being metakein, the lack of kavod that Talmidei Rabbi Akiva had for each other, so then, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. Uvo vayom nischadesh or, turn the page please, or HaTorah al yedei HaTana Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, on this day, the light of the Torah of Rabbi Akiva began to shine even more brightly. Shesamach az chamisha Talmidim chadashim. That was when Rabbi Akiva took upon himself his 5 new Talmidim and rebuilt the Torah world. Shebeneim haya Tana Loki Rishon Ben Yochai. And one of those great students that he took was Rashbi. Rabbi Shimon, v'heim ischilu mechadosh l'takin es ha'olam b'tarasam v'kdushasam l'heir es ha'or kitov. And they brought the light back to a world that was described in the Gemara in Yevamos as shamim, as completely desolate, as completely destroyed. So thank God Rabbi Akiva had the courage to rebuild. Uv'yom ha'gadol v'kadosh hazeh nolad hatana ha'aloki Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Lag Ba'Omer is the day that Rabbi Shimon was born. Who says that? Bnei Yisachar, okay, he quotes it in Os Yud Ches, not going to read it inside right now. Bnei Yisachar assumes that if this is the day that he died, this is also the day that he was born, as Sadiqim live full lives in that way. Uveyom hazeh ala lamarom, this was the day that he ascended on high, right? Ulefnei alosa lamarom, bayom ahu, zacha legalo soda satorah, and before he left this world on this day, he revealed unbelievable secrets of Torah. Asher hayu genuzim utmurim at us, which were concealed until that time period. Until that time. And it created a tremendous simcha above. Of course, again, all of this giloy of tov and or explains part of the reason why the Bnei Yisrael writes, and again he has it in the left column here, why there are so many lights, you know, that are kindled l'chavad Rashbi. Because again, he was the one who illuminated the darkness. Okay, turn the page. V'hinei b'yom hazeh kosov, talmido hagadol hatana kadosh Rabbi Abba es kol sefer hazohar. And it was on this very day, that the day that Rabbi Shimon left this world, that his Talmud Rabbi Abba recorded the entire Zohar. Val yidei hashbas hakulmas. And he wrote it through using mystical powers to command the pen, to the kulmas, the quill, to write. V'isei v'kibiz kol haklafim v'aksavim sh'aleim kasvi rashvi Rabbi Lazar b'no b'yashram b'hamare yud gimel shana. And Rabbi Abba was the compiler of the Zohar. Rabbi Abba took together what? All of the various notebooks and writings and everything that had been amassed over this period of time. Rabbi Abba gathered it all and he organized it and he wrote it. What's the gematria of Rabbi Abba?
216.
Right. 216. What's 216? I don't know. Kvura. A lot of things are 216. It's close to Zohar. That's what I wanted to see. Zohar is 218. Okay. So Rabbi Abba was the one who collected the writings of all those years, the 13 years in the cave, and everything Rabbi Shimon taught. V'hetek hakol b'yom hazeh, and he, so to speak, published it on this day. He organized it. V'oz ba la'olam ha'or ha'gadol v'hanor ha'nikr Zohar. Okay. So think about it. If Lag BaOmer is a day of Hamtakas Hadinim, well, that's also what the Zohar is. The Zohar is filled with expressions of love for Klal Yisrael. It also comes to protect Klal Yisrael. B'chol Zman V'Idan, throughout all the generations. V'Gila Hatana Rabbi Shimon Ki Alimud B'Zeh Choshuv K'mo Mesiras Nefesh B'Poel. When Rabbi Shimon gave us this amazing study of Zohar, it's mamish like a person being Moser Nefesh. Mamish, Bapoel, Val Yada Nigram Shalot Ishtakacha Torah Miyisrael. And the Zohar protects the Torah from being forgotten from the Jewish people. There's a story of a tzaddik who once came to someone's home, and he said, I don't feel, he said, do you have a Zohar in this house? No, I don't have a Zohar in this house. So, am I telling the story right? I don't know if I'm telling the story right. Then he had a dream, I'm not sure if I'm getting the details right. Basically, the punchline was, someone had a dream, and they were told, you don't have a Zohar in your house? Maybe he sold the Zohar? I don't know. He didn't have the Zohar in the house anymore. The Chidah brings this. He didn't have the Zohar in the house anymore, and he had a dream, something about an animal, something about a behema, that he said, like, without a Zohar, you're like a behema, or something like that. And then he realized, he woke up, and he realized that behema is Rashi Tevos, what the Pasuk says, Bi'arti HaKodesh Min Habayis. Bi'arti HaKodesh Min Habayis. Maybe he was shown behema in his dream as Bi'arti HaKodesh Min Habayis, and he realized, why am I being called a behema? And what Kodesh, what holiness did I remove from my house? Ah, the Zohar Kodesh. So he went out and he bought a Zohar and he brought it back into his house. Because he realized that if a Jew doesn't have a Zohar close by, he could turn into an animal. And the goal of these days is to make us into an Adam. Right? So the Zohar acts as a source of Shmirah for people. All right, in the end he just quotes how the Sif Seichein, the author, used to say, Abislut zu lernen in dem Heiligen Zohar, we should learn a little bit of Zohar. And how the Zohar is Yifkun min Galusa, the Zohar takes us out of Galus. So Mirtz Hashem, in the Schus of Ashbi, we should learn a little Zohar, even though it's Lamal and Yasa Gaseinu, but Shabizaycha to Amtakas Adinim. Okay, Shkayach. 2 minutes.